Hey, podcast munchkins, it's us, your little ear goblins. Gross. I thought I'd try that out. I don't know how I feel. Anyway, welcome to Esposito, your Espogenesis podcast. It's me, it's John, chief ear goblin, king of the ear goblins, maybe president of the ear goblins, who knows. Anywho, this is the latest episode of Esposito. Welcome to it, enjoy it. Listen freely and have a wonderful month or life, whatever. Just enjoy it. It's cool. So, are you going to deck two?
Yes.
Good. Okay, cool. After a relatively short ride, the lift doors open into a fairly rectangular, uniform grey space. To the right and behind you, there's a double door with a sign above it that says mess hall. A door to the left and behind you that says the same. Ahead, on your right, is a corridor. To your left and your right, there are also single doors, and there's two doors that are straight ahead of you. The walls are all plain grey with a bluish-white light that comes from overhead. And there's a pulsing yellow light as well that Hud, you recognise as being a low-level alert light. All the doors have little plaques next to them, and most of them are simply numbered. The one to your left says galley. Even from the left, you can hear clanking and kitchen noises coming from in there. You know, there's a guy shouting something in an Italian accent.
Can I just turn to Duo and say, So what level are you? I'm level one. I point to my badge.
I mean, it's not really a question that people ask each other because it's weird. Because it's on my badge as well.
Don't engage. Don't engage.
Do you have a rig and schematics to the ship? Or, I don't know, just trying to think about our revolution here.
Actually, taking a look at him, you can see that he is wearing a rig. Part of his rig has been used to fuse into an exoskeleton around his legs, which how do you know is to power his legs, considering that he was very badly hurt on the last mission that you guys did together. And he's like, yes, I have a rig.
You know the ship well?
Fairly well. I have lived on it for months. As a tech, do you not?
I know the ship as far as a level one clearance knows the ship, you know?
This is the Eldori, isn't it? Like, this is what's going on here.
Yeah, this is the Eldori, yeah.
Who's what?
Yeah, I'm not going to engage. Yeah, you're looking for Korchev. We knew you were looking for Korchev. Chances are he's in the command deck.
So we're going the right way.
Well, first thing is we need to get to a terminal, but we need someone kind of out of the way. We were hoping to maybe get into a crew quarters, access the terminal there. What's the best way of getting there without us being seen by the fewest number of people?
I mean, crew quarters are all around us. The problem is if you want to get to the command deck, you're going to be seen by security at some point because there's a security desk in the way.
Yeah, we're fine with that. We need to get to a terminal to find out Korchev's schedule so we can find out where he'll be at this
there's
time.
There's
got to
be a weak spot.
Supposed
he can't,
to be.
He can't live on the command deck for the whole time.
Well, no, he doesn't probably, but the best place to go is probably like any of the quarters. We can go to my quarters.
Sounds good.
I mean, at least take me out for dinner first.
It's weird that he looks like a tech. She's saying that.
Rogers, yeah, he was a nice guy. I had to hit him a couple of times, but no.
Is he Barnes still alive?
The way. Yeah. He's under some floorboards, but he'll come around and like...
That doesn't sound like he's alive when you say it like that.
All right. He'll come around in a few minutes. He's fine.
Fine. All right. Fine. You know what? Let's not go to my quarters. Here's a thought. Because we have to walk past the security desk to get to them. So, fuck it. One of these three doors, he points at the two in front of you and the one to your right and says, well, these are quarters. So, I mean, all of them are quarters. So let's just go into one of them. Let me go first. You guys can hire the lift. I can order people out. That's fine.
Okay, cool.
I can come in with you. Level one.
Sure, yeah, you can come in with me. Fuck it. Yeah, we'll say it's a tech issue. I don't know. You're the one pretending to be.
Tell them you're sweeping for porn.
Tell them I'm sweeping for porn. No.
Yeah, like a spot check for any kind of bad websites people
weird
have been on.
Stuff.
People are allowed porn. We're not their parents.
Okay, right. Just come up with ideas, yeah.
I've always wondered what your thing with porn is. Why do you hate it so much?
I don't hate it. I just like, you know, you shouldn't be proud of it. So, but anyway, it's just the way I was raised, you know. Just, yeah. Orphanage, right. Convent, run by a lot of nuns. Space rulers. It's not fun.
We call them spoolers, but yeah, sure.
For the record, I'd definitely watch a TV show called Space Nuns.
Well, I would too.
I'd also watch that.
Well, I was waiting for it. I was just waiting for it.
Oh, I didn't see it coming.
You weren't the only one. Hey!
Oh, okay. And there go our Catholics.
We had Catholics.
Catholics in Spain.
I'm going to the only place that hasn't been corrupted by atheism. Spice!
I'm following that link that you put in, Mike. That was put in very quickly about space nuns. I just want to read this summary to our listeners.
That's the synopsis.
It's genuinely the plan we just discussed.
Kate has always wanted to fly in space. And when the Vatican announces plans to send Catholicism to the stars, she signs up. Her motivation, however, falls somewhat short of pure evangelical, and the mission fails to proceed exactly according to divine plan. God, I want to watch that.
I love that divine has a question mark after it.
Yeah, brackets divine.
Divine.
Plan. Divine plan?
It's
from New Zealand as well, so the accents will be wonderful.
More than one, I need to watch that film.
Or it's Event Horizon, but everyone's Sam Neill.
Oh, it's only a short film. It's only 10 minutes long.
No. I'm going to watch it. Fuck it.
I was quite ready to watch a full sort of 2.5-hour epic on Space Nuns.
But 10 minutes is just too much.
They had a story, they knew how to tell it.
Right.
It's all they needed.
So, who's going with Duo into the quarters to the right?
Me.
And Matt, are you going too?
Yeah, I'll follow on.
Does someone want to roll a d8 for me?
Aaron, your turn.
That's true.
One.
Join me. Join me.
So you walk in and there's a soldier who sat on his bed polishing his boots. And there's another that appears to be at the end of reassembling a sidearm. Both are dressed in combat gear. And they look up, first instinctively and then quizzically, at Duo and the two of you. What's up, Corporal? And Duo looks to one of you and says, there's a technical issue we need to have a look at that is... Rogers, what is the issue in here? We need to clear the space is really the issue. Rogers, why?
We've had a report of a malfunction with some of the terminals in here. We just need to check out the system, see if there's not a virus, and if there is, clean it. We might need the room for about 30 minutes.
All right, yeah. Then he sort of pauses and looks again at you. Can you roll a persuasion check with advantage? You are disguised. You have Duo.
Not a deception?
Yeah, you can do deception.
Advantage on that anyway, because I have the thespian feet. Natural 20, 27.
Sure, yeah, all right. We're on our way out anyway. Leave you to it. You nerds, fix our computers. And he clicks and winks and punches you on the shoulder.
I click back awkwardly and I say, better not be any porn on there. I know what you types like, space nuns and all that.
Great film. 10-minute epic.
That's all it takes.
God, attention spans are short in the future.
Yeah, sure. So you are now in this empty space. Looking around, the walls are lined with bunks. There's probably about 12 in here. There's a couple of tables with some foldable metal chairs in the center, and there's a couple of panels.
So, did you say foldable or affordable?
Foldable. They're also affordable. Most foldable chairs tend to be affordable.
Well, I don't know if you had like a full.
Come down to Owl's Space Affordable Chair Barn. We got them. We can fold them. You can stack them. You can pack them. But you can buy them for affordable prices.
They are all Sam's affordable space chairs. Affordable space chairs. There's a couple of panels on the wall that you can use to access ship systems.
Rightio, guys. You concentrate on that. I'm going to go and loot some of these lockers and stuff.
There's no lockers. The bunks are basically alcoves with a shutter that slides down. There's a couple of shelves in them all. Most of them are open because no one's using them.
Yeah, I'll loot the shelves.
It's mostly books and clothes.
No coins.
Fucking gremlin.
Who uses coins?
Cubles. Cubits.
Digital currency.
All right. I steal a pair of boots.
Okay.
Actually, no, better still, I swap all of the boots. I tie some of them up as well.
Yep, that's fine. You do that.
Who the bloody hell doesn't have any treasure in their shelves? Fuck.
And Duo looks over at you and says, you realise this is a short-term military ship. Like, you're on here for 1 or 2 months, and then you disembark, usually.
You're speaking to someone who just referred to keeping treasure on a shelf.
Yeah, I see where I went wrong there. Yeah. No one keeps anything valuable on this ship because they're not here for very long.
Nor does anyone particularly keep treasure knocking around.
Yeah, that's also true. Diamonds and whatnot are not often carried around.
Anyway, look, you're going to be thanking me when there's some kind of red alert or something, and all these soldiers are trying to get their fucking boots on, and they can't. Ha!
You say that, but all of these soldiers that aren't here are presumably off somewhere already wearing shoes.
I sit down on one of the beds and say, look, just bloody do your thing. I'm going to sit here and sulk now you've said that.
My thing was clearing the room. You guys are doing a thing.
I don't care what you're saying anymore, Joe. I thought I liked you. I thought you were cool because you've got cool legs. But now you're mocking me.
I'm disabled on a combat mission. They're not cool legs. These are just legs.
Potato, tomato.
They work in a different way to yours.
Potato, tomato, fuck off. I'm going to sit here.
At first, I thought you were funny. But now it turns out you're just a bit of a dick.
So, guys, when we do get round to making t-shirts, can we please get potato, tomato, fuck off on one of them?
Yeah, we can. That and God bless this visual medium.
Yep.
And Roger Dodger.
No.
Vetoed.
No. Hard veto on Roger Dodger t-shirt.
We can have that on the banana hammocks.
Yes, God. I know that's better. That's better. God, I hope we get banana hammocks. Anyway, Dumas, I'm assuming you're the one that's actually doing stuff in here.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Cool. I've always spent 10 minutes tying, like changing and tying up spare boots.
Okay, so I'll sit myself down at a computer.
Okay. So the computer is locked out to fairly mundane functions.
Can I at least get Duo's login?
Yeah, he walks over and beeps in, and it's still fairly, like, these are living quarter computers. So their base function is just checking ship status. Because you've got Duo's login, checking level 2 security rotors, there's not a lot that you can access, but you can try.
All I'm after is Outlook.
You want to get into the emails?
Well, I just want to get into the schedules, the calendars.
So you can get into level 2 calendars, essentially.
I'll quickly just cast Analyze Device.
Yeah.
So I've got my bases covered. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can hack through, see if I can get access to maybe Korchev's PA's account or their calendars, because they'll have access to Korchev's.
All right. Roll a computer's check.
I got a 27.
Great. You managed to fairly easily make your way through the command functions in the background of this computer. Because you don't know who you're looking for, but you manage to find level 4 clearance fairly easily. There's a list of about 30 personnel on there with level 4 clearance. So it's just a case really of scanning through. And after a little while, you find the yeoman. I'm going back in time for Star Trek towns, by the way. You find the yeoman ranks, and there's two of them specifically. One is assigned to the captain of the ship, and one is assigned to Korchev.
Well, I'll go for Korchev's.
Okay. So you're looking for what in particular?
Just his schedule. I just want to see where he'll be and when.
So most of his schedule is planned out.
I mean, I'm thinking of my CEO at work. His calendar is just fucking smashed.
Yeah, yeah. Most of his schedule is planned out. A significant portion of it is based on the bridge. He does have some bookings in the observation lounge, and there are some blacked out sections of his calendar that specify that he's busy, but not what he's doing. Like, that's hidden from his yeoman as well.
Right. I say to Duo, this observation lounge, what's the security like there?
It's on this deck on a different level. It's a level up with the officers' quarters. So, I mean, you've got the same thing where to get to there, you've got to go past the security desk.
Past as in through or past as in just past?
The two lifts, the lift to the command deck and the lift to the upper level on this deck, are next to each other and the desk is in front of that. So I guess through, like, you're going to be seen.
Right, yeah. But is it like a checkpoint or is it just a desk?
Let me put it this way. So humans are fairly easily able to walk around the ship. Fine. Non-humans are okay, but, you know, they're mostly mercenaries. They should be in unit. Like, basically, those of you that can disguise yourselves will be fine. If you're not in a disguise of some sort, and if you're the wrong height for your uniform, like, it gets complicated.
That only leaves Rebook, doesn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Okay.
The vents. Ventilation system in this place. So Rebook is very good in vents.
It's a good call, Dora. I'm happy to hide in those. And it's a slightly better idea than take your son to work day.
You could traverse the vents and follow us.
So what kind of makes the mercenaries stand out as mercenaries? Do they have like a specific uniform or?
They've got a different uniform and they tend not to be human.
What does that uniform look like?
It's the same as most of the Infinity Corps uniforms, but grey.
Okay.
Is there somewhere we could acquire one? Do the mercenaries have quarters or?
Yeah, the mercenaries have got quarters. You'll have to go past the security desk to get to them. That's the problem.
Well, we could do like a forward party, a couple of us, go and get the uniform and then come back.
Could do.
Bit long-winded, but it probably works.
As long as it's not taking too much time, we still have this Johnson in vent.
You put your Johnson in the vent?
Nice.
I knew you liked vents, Rebook, but I didn't know you were into that kind of thing.
You don't know that much about my preferences.
Did you mean Rogers in the vent?
I did mean Rogers.
Yes, we did.
So you like a bit of Rogering in the vent, do you?
Even much better, but
No.
That's what I meant.
Okay, well, we can be quick. Is it far past the security, do we?
Not too far, no.
Right. Time is of the essence, then. Who wants to do it? Dumas, I know you're quite good at stealing things.
Actually, might it be best if I head down there?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, unless there's anyone who...
Because I can then say that I've been told to go get a uniform. I can change into a mercenary uniform. I have one, like, hidden on my purse as well.
The only thing is, Hud, are you known now?
By that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, right, Doc would have plastered my face everywhere.
Right. Leave it with me. I'll go get one. Just tell us where the barrack is and I'll go see if I can get me one of these.
Well, I mean, I can come with you.
Aye, that'll do.
Let's keep an eye out on Dumas. He's a bit of a stealer. He likes to steal things. Black market, shifty trades.
We could also take this one, he says, pointing over his shoulder at Dora, who's in the middle of tying two shoelaces together. She's pretty well disguised.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. I think we'd probably be better...
Just two of us?
Yeah.
Why don't I stay here, just in case somebody comes back, and because I was talking about messing with the computer terminals and whatever. It's a good cover.
You look like you're messing with the terminals and not tying shoelaces together.
I'm a professional, mate. What are you talking about? And then she goes over to the terminal and starts to type really slowly, space, nuns, in the search bar.
Come on, sooner we get off, sooner we get back.
Off we go. So you both leave the room and turn right. And you head out and you come into a fairly open space. There's still doors basically all around you, but if you look to your left, there's a long steel desk with two men sat behind it. And behind that desk are two lifts. But Duo walks you over to a doorway that is kind of just in front of you. Basically, it's on the other side of this hallway. And you walk in, and can you roll a d8 for me quickly?
A 3.
Okay. So you walk in, and there are 5 soldiers that are sat up at a makeshift table, mostly using footlockers as seats. They're in the middle of some sort of strategy game. None of them are in uniform, and they've all still got sidearms strapped to their legs. And they look up at you as you walk in and sort of stare at you a little bit.
I don't think we say anything.
All right.
Just maybe a little nod or something.
Are they all just still watching you?
Are there any spare tables or anything?
Yeah, there's a spare table in one of the further corners.
Cool, then I guess I'll just sit down with Duo for a couple of minutes and just look innocuous.
Sure. And they kind of go back to their game, but they sort of keep glancing over at you. And then finally one of them just says, excuse me, but are you waiting for someone?
I look at Duo and see if he is going to offer anything, because I know I'm not. I mean, if he stays silent, I'll talk, but I'm not going to proper talking first, because that is not my strength.
He sort of looks back at you and kind of his eyes are a little bit wide, and he's like, gives it a very, very faint shrug.
I'll look back and go, no, not particularly. We've just been told to wait in here for 5 minutes.
Who by?
I don't know his bloody name. Someone at the security desk.
There's glances around the table and they're like, did they say why?
Oh, something to do with some disciplinary or something, I don't know, but basically they didn't want a crowd out there. I don't bloody know. I'm just waiting. Just go back to your game.
Roll a deception.
Not my strong suit. 17.
Oh, very good. That's excellent.
It's an 18 minus 1.
He looks at you for a little bit and then sort of looks at the doorway and says, fucking security.
Tell me about it.
Oh no, that's nothing to do with you. This is not a fucking waiting room.
Oh, aye, trust me, lads. I know this is your space. That's why I'm trying not to bother you.
Well, stay fucking quiet then.
Not a word.
And he goes back to his game. Look at his comrades.
I love that. Dumas is just sat there thinking, I literally haven't spoken until you fucking spoke to me, you Jeb End.
Oh, Jeb End is a great fucking... It's a great insult.
It's been a while since we've had a bit of Jeb End.
It's underused. Underutilised.
For those of you living in the United States, that is a penis end. That's right? It's a penis end, right?
Yeah. Confidence, it's John. Confidence.
It's a different way of saying dickhead, right?
It says so much more.
I don't think it's just the Americans that would need that one explaining. Like, I think anyone like from like the south of England would probably need that one explained to them.
I've heard Jeb End before. I'm from Essex. So You're from London, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
You've heard Jeb End.
I have. Been on the receiving end of it.
So by the South, do you mean people below London?
No.
A very small group of people.
No. No, I mean
you've been on the receiving end.
It's a very
of a Jeb End.
Yeah. I can always rely on you, Mike.
I mean, you walked right into it. Probably.
At least that's what I tell people.
Oh, that's brilliant. Carry on, as you were. What's your happenings?
Right, so can I see any, like, uniforms around?
So it's the same sort of setup where there's these alcoves that have got shelves in. The corner that you're sat in, you would have easy access to two shelves. Like, really easy access to one, because it's more or less behind you. The other one will be slightly above.
Okay. Do they have the uniforms?
They do have folded-up uniforms in them, yeah.
Okay, cool. Dumas is just going to wait a couple more minutes till they're back in the game. He says to Duo, in about 10 seconds, just pretend you're getting a message on your rig. Stand up and walk out. Scuff your feet a bit as you do it.
What do you mean, scuff my feet?
Scuff your feet on the floor as you do it. Just make sure they look up at you.
All right. So he does that, looks at his wrist computer, kicks his feet out and stamps them a little bit, breathes out heavily, sort of looks up to see if anyone's looking, and you can see a couple of them are turned around to pay attention to him.
As they turn and look at him, I'm just going to try and swipe the uniform off the shelf.
All right, roll a slight hand check.
First one of the campaign, I think. That is a 24.
That is significantly higher than their 14.
Excellent. I mean, I'm glad because, like, literally that's the first of the campaign and I have a +9 in this shit.
I think we had a sleight of hand check where Dora spiked Dr. Rich.
It's definitely true. My first one.
Very in Dora.
We have a sleight of hand check off when we were trying to steal something from Hood, Dumas. You like, obliterated me.
Possibly. Well, okay, let's put it this way. It's the first time it's actually been useful.
Yeah. It's not been used for frivolity.
You have successfully stolen a uniform.
Okay. And then I'm just going to wait a couple of seconds and then I'm going to walk out as well.
And Duo sees you walk out. It's like, I guess that was them calling us, was what that was.
You did your bit, mate. Don't worry.
As you said that, he looked awkwardly at the rest of the... Like, because I'm assuming you said that whilst he was still walking out of the room. So it's very uncomfortable. He's like, I was... Watching him was my bit. That's what he means, is that my bit was to watch him.
We're good. We're good. I don't really know what's happening, but we're good.
Basically, you made it uncomfortable because you talked about leaving the room whilst he was still leaving the room. But okay. You make your way back across towards the lift where the rest of them are.
We're just watching Space Nuns, right? Just all three of us crowded around this terminal.
Oh, the rest of you gone into that room.
I was going to ask, am I still in the lift with Rebook?
That was what I was aware of. If you wanted to do something differently.
Yeah, I was going to stay in the lift and just like keep putting my foot in the door every time someone was trying to call it.
Okay.
Now on Space Dance, though.
10 minutes of quality television.
So where are you all now?
I'm at the terminal in the living quarters. Those two are in the lift.
Right, okay. So, Dumas, where are you headed to?
Back to the quarters, aren't they? Isn't that where I left Reboot, waiting for this?
It's where you left Dora, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go back there with the uniform.
Reboot and Hud, you do see Dumas and Duo walk back into the quarters. You can see that Dumas is carrying something.
I think they got a uniform, Reboot.
I'm assuming it's safe to go get changed.
I'm going to peek my head out of the lift door and check to see if the coast is clear.
At the minute, it looks to be like no one is just wandering about.
Cool. Yep. Good to go. Go, 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 go.
Tiptoe into the changing rooms.
And I'll follow him in.
I catch the end of his face.
Yeah, Dora's just like in tears next to the terminal. Like, she's just like, that's the best bloody movie I've ever seen in my life. You have to watch this thing. Incredible.
I see you found Catholicism.
I think it's turned me, mate. I think I might start doing some good in this world.
God, the last thing we need is for Dora to get religion. Go on, get changed. Like, I don't want to discover anything else while we're on the ship.
Yeah, so Reboot's going to pop the uniform on.
Yeah.
And now he's Reboot mercenary for hire.
Sure, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're now in uniform.
Are there any hats on these shelves?
Not particularly, no. And by that, I mean, no.
Okay, I just turn to Hood and I say, we might have a bit of an issue still with your face if you've been posted everywhere.
Don't worry about it. I just put my helmet back on.
Duo says...
Where'd he go?
Being in a spacesuit is not common attire for anyone on a spaceship that's not going outside the spaceship.
Just say you've been painting the ship.
I take my spacesuit off and I just pop my collar. Just pop it.
You could just put a uniform on. We're in a room full of uniforms.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And then I pop the collar. No, I don't. So yeah, I just change into an Infinity Corps uniform.
Popping the collar, definitely out of uniform. All right. It's likely we're going to be asked questions because we are three not off. I'm an NCO. You're a mercenary. You're a tech. You're a tech. And you're
a tower.
So,
actually, can I have a look for a uniform with maybe some like sergeant stripes on them or something like that?
Yeah, roll an investigation check.
I can upgrade my uniform if you like, lads.
Go for it.
Rear Admiral.
I got a 12.
You don't manage to find sergeant stripes.
Yeah, go on. I'll put that uniform on. So
no, you don't. You don't.
Oh, you don't. Oh, right. Okay. Cool. I don't bother.
I mean, still in private.
If I've learned anything from Space Nuns, the animals went in 2x2. Hurrah. So why didn't we just go 2x2? Two techies, two soldiers, and then a mercenary. And then less questions may be asked. Rebook, you count as two because you're so intellectual.
Okay, because like what me and Duo lead the way, you and Dimas follow, and then Rebook follows you.
What's going to be the most difficult? Who's going to get asked the most questions? Probably not you two, right? Maybe we should leave the easier ones to last and the harder ones first. Should they need a hand or something? I don't know.
I'm guessing the mercenaries will be the ones who ask most questions. Sort of like if they're just wandering around the ship.
So if we like form a line behind them and we could start getting a bit aggy about the queue, you know, and they might just push them through because.
Yeah, I think Reboot should go first, then me and Duo, and then Dumas and Dora following on from behind.
Duo, what's the highest rank on this ship that's still semi-inconspicuous? Like, there's a few of us, so no one's going to notice they've not seen me around before.
There's not many. Maybe sergeant, I guess.
Or, failing that, have you got any photos of any of the higher-ups?
Not on me.
Right.
Check the terminal. You hacked that.
There must be something on the internet.
Yeah, can I check the terminal to see if there's any photos?
Yeah, sure, and you managed to find level 4 access, so yeah, you can get from sergeant to lieutenant to yeoman. Those are the people that you know would have higher access.
Can I just mock up a sort of cast?
For a lieutenant, they're basically useless anyway. No one asks them for stuff.
Okay, can I just basically found off an image, maybe mock myself up as a lieutenant? Lieutenant, yeah. Sorry, I'm just copying Aaron here.
Does alter appearance do anything in particular?
It changes how I look.
Yeah, but like, do you copy someone's appearance or do you simulate something else?
I can create an illusion of pretty much whatever I want, I think.
It's an illusion.
It's just the guy's self, really.
Yeah, you can basically change anything as long as you don't change the number of limbs you have.
Yeah.
Four limbs, baby.
Yeah, you can simulate the appearance of a lieutenant of any type you like.
Cool. Sounds good.
Right. And I'll tell you the name of the lieutenant you actually simulate, because you are looking at details. You simulate Lieutenant Adams.
Can I just quickly check Lieutenant Adams's calendar as well and just make sure he's not going to be where I'm going?
Lieutenant Adams is currently assigned to bridge duty.
Oh, that's fine then. We won't be up there for a while.
If you're going to the third deck of the living quarters, so yeah, currently Lieutenant Adams is not going to be where you're going.
Excellent. Duo, do you know this Lieutenant Adams?
Not really, no.
Have you ever heard him speak?
A little bit, yeah.
What does he sound like?
For people listening at home, a broad grin just swept over my face. Geordie.
Thank you for picking the accent that I cannot do. And you know, you full well know that.
How are you, man?
For any Geordies that listen, I know there's very few. I apologise for the everything.
You're right, our pet.
We could have had fun. We could have done something whimsy. We could have added a bit of spice, but no. Now we've got 2 hours of me going, why I? Because that's literally all I can do.
Why I?
Oh, I could have made it worse.
I don't think you could have.
I could have said
you could have made it worse in a sort of, this is so racist, we can't use it sort of way.
Insensitive. I don't want to. So instead, I've made it just uncomfortable for you and everyone in the Northeast.
And anyone listening.
I'd have made you do a racist voice, I'll be honest.
And I would have preferred it.
Nice to know where Tom draws the line.
You'd rather be racist than Geordie. Okay. Well, we've all learned something about Tom now, haven't we? Hey. So who's going first?
This changes things a little bit, right? So Rebook first, then maybe all the soldiers, then just me on my own last.
Yeah.
Sounds fine. Is there an excuse why a mercenary might be walking the decks? Do they have free rein or...?
Upper deck of the living quarters is officers' quarters, observatory, and the arboretum. So it's sort of up to you. You're not going to the officers' quarters, are you? So
you're heading down to the observatory.
Let's go then.
Okay. So you make your way out and you head towards the two lifts. As you walk, you are approaching this sort of long steel desk with the two security officers behind it. One of them looks at you and says, where are you off to, son?
Oh, hello. Just to the observatory.
All right. Just you? Just no one else? Just you?
I assume that's not an issue.
Not overly, no.
Thank you.
Make your way quietly. Don't piss off any officers on your way.
Oh, no, tell me about it.
You do. We will be up there very quickly.
Oh, no, I appreciate officers. Am I right?
I don't know. Are you right?
I assume so.
Cocky mercenary fucker. Go on. There's two lifts in front of you.
Rebook walks into the left-hand side.
Hang on. Yep, that works. You walk into the left-hand lift. They don't seem to stop you. There's three buttons in that lift. One says...
It's this attention to detail that really brings the podcast to life.
If he picked the wrong lift, it would have. So there's three buttons: Medbay Sciences and Astrometrics, Living Quarters Mess Hall, and Officers Quarters Arboretum Observation Lounge.
That one.
Yeah, sure. You press that button and you move up. Let's go on to the next group. Who's going next?
Me, Duo, and Dumas.
Yeah, you do that. And they actually don't pay you much mind because there's a lieutenant with you. A lieutenant and a corporal. So they give you a polite nod.
Can I go, hey, up?
You can. And as you do that and you walk past and you enter into the lift, you notice that these yellow pulsing lights change colour, and there's a low blaring sound that comes out of these speakers that you can't see, and you step into the lift.
Is it an alarm?
It seems like it's some sort of alarm.
Duo, have these got biometric scanners in them?
No, that seems someone's raised an alarm of some sort, is all I can say. The other guy got in fine. So as far as I know, there's no biometrics. Like, everyone can go into the Arboretum or the observatory deck. There isn't.
Who's with us? Is it Hood as well?
Yes.
I'm missing his Dora. Like, you guys managed to make it up easily.
Right. So what's happening? Is the lift stopped?
No, lift moves.
Okay, well, I guess we just have to wait and see what happens. So are we where we're trying to get?
Yeah, you're on the upper deck of the living quarters.
Right. I suggest we leave the lift then.
The four of you are there. Ahead of you is a doorway, and the corridor turns around to the right after the doorway.
I just turn to... Do you want to say which is the way to Korchev?
What do you mean, like, he's on the bridge at the minute?
Are we going to head to the bridge, or?
Well, if we are, we need to go back down. I thought we were going to the observation deck.
What we've done here is we've checked on his schedule and seen that he occasionally comes to the observation deck and then headed to the straight to the observation deck without actually waiting till his schedule said that he was going to go there.
I see we've made a slight error. When does he usually head over to the observatory?
Based on the calendar that you count, it would be about an hour from now.
Oh, well, we'll just settle it.
However, that was based on nothing arising that would...
Yeah, with the alert. We should probably just try and get to the bridge then, in that case.
I mean, that could be anything. Duo, you must know what the different alerts on the ship are.
Yes, I do.
So what was that blinking?
The change from some yellow to amber.
Oh.
From low alert to high alert. We're not at full alert. We've not engaged in battle, but it means that there's... Amber alert could mean many things, but it's likely to mean that... was it Rogers, you said, left under a floorboard?
Yeah. Can I switch on the walkie-talkie and just see if I can hear anything?
It's not really a walkie-talkie. It's like a... But you can fiddle with the channels and see if you find anything.
Yeah.
Roll a computer check to see if you can figure it out.
Computers. I have one in that, so this should be fun. Oh, cool. 20 non-natural.
Yeah. Nice. So you fiddle around with that a little bit as you've stood on the deck of this fairly empty floor. And you come across security cameras and there's blaring things about borders and airlock deck 4.
And what deck are we on?
You're on deck 2, but they also, like, if you continue listening, they're talking about the kidnap attempt on the Admiral.
Right, we should probably head to the bridge then. Try and grab him.
Sounds like a good plan. We don't want to be waiting for too long.
What's the fastest way to the bridge from here, Joe?
Specifically, the fastest way is back down on this lift and back up in the lift next to it.
Okay. So let's head down the lift then.
Can we just think for a second? Because
I'm going to go back to Dora as well. So, Dora, you were waiting round the corner as the lights shifted and the alarm was raised.
Does she know what that might denote? Probably not.
No, not at all. Well, you can assume... Roll an intelligence check, actually.
Natural one.
Good Lord.
You have no idea. You think maybe there's some sort of disco going on?
She just, like, walks around the corner whistling as Rogers makes her way towards the security post.
And one of the security guards says, "You, where are you going?" Raises his rifle instantly and points it at you. You've misinterpreted the alert.
Oh, sorry. Was on my way back to controls.
Controls?
Yeah.
For what? What are you doing? Where are you going?
I was just checking on a few things down on deck four, and there was a bit of a malfunction, and I need to go to controls to just double check that they're working, basically.
Which controls? What are you doing? What are you talking about?
Engineering
controls.
Deck four?
What happened on deck four?
There was an issue with the airlock, and I thought it was a malfunction, so I just want to double check that it's protocol. I need to just double check the controls.
And he looks over at the other guy and says, "Check it out. Roll a deception check."
22.
Oh, damn. And he looks over at you and says, "Right, fine. Into the command deck lift. Security cameras will be on you, so make sure you make your way straight to engineering."
Great. I walk to the right-hand lift.
Yeah, sure. And you make your way into the right-hand lift. That was a very good deception roll. And you head on up to the command deck. The rest of you are in the upper deck of the living quarters.
Yeah, I think we should head downstairs, grab Dora, and head up to the bridge.
It just feels like it's got to be a smarter play.
I mean, I'm open to suggestions.
No, I don't have any at the moment. I'm just thinking that storming the bridge while there's already an alert on is a surefire way to get us all selves killed.
I mean, I'm not talking about storming. I'm just saying, you know, we're all still in disguise. We go in, get the lay of the land, and then form something on the fly from there. Otherwise, we're just milling about waiting for people to discover us and ask us a load of leading questions. We might as well go to the source of the thing. And if we need to fight our way out, then we fight our way out. It was, you know, that's something we were prepared to do anyway. But otherwise, we're just milling around an observation deck and doing nothing.
Do you still have them blasting charges?
Do I still have the blasting charges? Hud just brings his hands up, one in each hand. Yeah.
What say? I'm just thinking, we might need a nuclear option here. We've got EVA suits, a couple of breaching charges in the command center in the bridge. Maybe we get spaced, but we've got our EVA suits.
Then we just kill Korchev.
Well, I mean, I'm saying it's a backup in case we're all... It's a nuclear option, and it's the threat of it, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if we're just threatening, then I've got the grenade launcher, and that'd be an easier way, because if with these things, and I took gesture towards demolition charges, I've got to set and prime and then detonate these.
In that case, I'd recommend loading something particularly spicy.
I enjoy the spontaneity.
It's a grenade launcher, Dumas. It's all spicy, but no, I get what you mean. I've got a gravitic round here, which might be fun. Or I've got an armor-piercing round that I could load into my shotgun.
Whatever you reckon's most likely to basically is the worst possible idea to fire in a bridge of a ship.
Got loads of those. I could load up my shotgun with armor piercing rounds. I've got my force cannon.
And don't forget we've got our mag boots.
Yeah. My disruptor pistol shoots necrotic damage. If you want me to crack open the hull, then I can crack open the hull.
Keep your finger on the trigger when we go in then.
Right, so should we all put our spacesuits back on then?
Maybe let's get a bit closer first.
Okay, cool. So, shall we head down then?
Go on then. Just to check, the command center is where I would imagine a command center to be, in that it's somewhere on the exterior of the ship.
You actually don't know that.
Duo would know.
Also, Duo doesn't have an EVA suit.
Duo doesn't have an EVA suit, and Duo's like, couple things. Yes, Dumas, you are correct. The command center of the ship does face onto the front of the ship. There's no specific weak points in it, but it is. There's basically no way of creating a space in this ship that is, if a hull was breached, safe. The detention cells are fairly safe, but the rest of it is... No, they're not. They're not safe. No, there's no way of finding a safe space on the ship if the hull is breached.
Cracking.
The note for you, HUD. Shotgun wouldn't do it. Grenade launcher might do it. Maybe. If you were talking like a... Just a small ship of some sort. Yeah, fine, it would blow a hole in it. But this is a capital ship. Like, a grenade launcher is not going to blow a hole in the side of a capital ship.
I mean, to be fair, I wasn't a huge fan of let's blow up the thing and roll out. I mean, if we need to do that, we're not going to do it on the bridge. We'll fight our way out, get to a corridor or an airlock, and then just use the detonation charges to blow that and then just zip ourselves out.
I am happy with that plan, because honestly, I don't even know if a detonation charge on the inside of the ship would do much. Like, yeah, probably it would blow a hole, but not one big enough for us to leave intact through. So, good. Also, I don't have a spacesuit, so...
Oh, yeah, no, Jesus. Beely, I don't want to kill anyone who isn't actively trying to kill me.
I do, neither do I.
You don't want to kill anyone who's actively trying, who's not actively trying to kill you.
Yeah, cool.
I just feel like it's important to make the clarification because.
But just in case, and then I toss Duo the environmental pocket that I've got, just in case something goes wrong and you do find yourself spaced, pop this thing and you'll be in a little bubble for a while and then someone will be able to come along and.
It worries me that you just carry this shit around, but fine.
I mean, you've met me, haven't you?
Yes, and that's why I'm worried.
I mean, I'm holding a grenade launcher. I have a shotgun clipped to one side of me. I have a
gun that fires necrotizing bullets in my holster on my other leg, and I have a flamethrower mounted on my shoulder.
I've explained that I know you and I'm worried. I feel like I don't... Need you to describe?
Okay. Yeah. No. I don't understand. Yeah. Illustrating the point. Anyway, come on.
All right.
Come on, then.
So, as Dora's lift dings and opens onto the command deck, your lift dings and opens onto the deck that you just left. The two guards at the door turn around to face you, weapons raised.
I'm going to just sort of look around and just say to the guards. Did a tech just come through here?
With their weapons raised, why?
Don't just ask me, boy. Tell me, where did he go? Can I do an intimidation check?
Can I help him on the roll by, sort of, because I'm as a lieutenant here? And can I, so, like, he asked you a question there?
Yes, do an intimidation check with advantage.
That is a 15.
We're on high alert. We need to know anything. What are you doing? You just went upstairs. Why are you back down?
Because of the alert, dumbass. We've just been told to follow a tech up to the bridge. Apparently there's a breach.
All right, roll a deception check.
This one's a 13.
He hesitates a little bit, raises his rifle at you, and then says, all right, fine, go.
I throw him a really sarcastic salute and then run into the other lift.
Right, and the four of you managed to make your way into the lift. Only just, like, you can tell that he was fucking suspicious. Dora, you walk out into this room, and opposite you, you can see four turrets have lowered down or are pointed at the lift door. There's a room opposite you that is just encased in glass with a desk that faces the door, and you can see there's one guard inside. On the wall to your right, there is a door. There is also a second larger room that is right in the center of this space. Essentially, you've walked out into like a cavernous space with a small glass room, a door to your right, another room that exists as of an island that is larger. And then just behind that, you can see the base of an escalator. These four turrets have dropped from the ceiling that are pointed straight at you. You hear a voice come through an intercom, and you can see that it's the guy in the room opposite you that is talking and says, state your name, rank, and business.
Rogers, tech, level one. Just checking on the engineering controls for an airlock malfunction down on deck four.
Proceed.
Is the door to my right labeled or anything? Or
roll a perception check.
Ha ha! Oh, fuck. 8.
So there's a room to your left and there's a room to your right. Both are labeled. You can't quite make out what either of them are saying. The room to your left fills up the entire width of the room. The room to your right is like a central space that is isolated.
I make my way right.
The turrets open fire.
Oh, fuck.
So roll. No, in fact, fuck it. No, they open fire. Two of them hit you. One of them hits you real fucking hard. So the first one deals 4 damage. The second one deals 6 damage. So you take 10 damage as these turrets open fire as you are making your way towards presumably the wrong room.
Yeah, I've guessed that now. Maybe engineering controls are bigger than I anticipated. Ow.
So I guess everyone roll initiative. Like we are at 11:30 more or less.
Yeah, I think if we roll initiative, that's probably a good place to call it.
It seems like it.
Sounds about right.
Like I'm impressed that you've managed to make it to 11:30 without starting a fight.
I mean, technically.
Yeah, that's pretty good for us.
I think unprecedented.
Yeah, this is the most bloodless mission we've executed so far.
Yeah, we only beat someone up.
The thing is, you've been very careful.
Yeah.
It's been very disappointing.
Not like us.
The one encounter we had, we made a friend.
Hey, that guy has proper dobbed us in there.
I mean, yeah. Like, what did we expect?
Well, Dumas won't be happy if he sees him again.
We did hit him several times and then hide him under some floorboards, yeah, I think.
What reason did we have to not dob you in?
Because we didn't murder him.
That's not a reason.
That's a thin reason.
It's a poor bedrock for a friendship.
It's not cool.
I also said I was going to blow up the entire ship just before we knocked him out again.
He did say that, to be fair.
Yeah, you did say that, to be fair.
And you all thought it was funny. So.
We did think it was funny.
Objectively.